Hello, this is Bucky Pizzarelli, and you're listening to Anything Goes with Lise Avery. Good choice.
Ten 11 is the time. And you're tuned in to Anything Goes on member-supported WFDU-FM. I'm Lise Avery, mixing the jazz, the standards, the classic pop, the interviews, and the hijinks every Monday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. here on member-supported WFDU-FM and in international syndication with a commercial with a conscience identity. And you can find out more about that at my website at anythinggoesradio.com. The man who is doing this wonderful version of African Ripples, you could almost think it was Fats Waller, but it's not. It's Mr. Dick Hyman. And throughout a busy musical career that got underway in the early 50s, Dick Hyman has functioned as pianist, organist, arranger, music director, and composer. His versatility in all of these areas has resulted in film scores. We were talking about those earlier, including films from Woody Allen, like Zelig and The Purple Rose of Cairo, and of course, the soundtrack of Sweet and Lowdown, which we're playing here all the time here on Anything Goes, and I know you guys love it just as I do. While developing a masterful facility for improvisation in his own piano style, Mr. Hyman has also investigated ragtime and the earliest periods of jazz, and has researched and recorded the piano music of Scott Joplin, Jelly Roll Morton, James P. Johnson, U.B. Blake, and Fats Waller, and many others. Believe it or not, in a different vein, Dick Hyman was one of the first to record on the Moog synthesizer, and his Minotaur landed him on the Billboard charts. Now, you may know Dick Hyman's name because he served as artistic director for the acclaimed Jazz in July series at New York's 92nd Street Y for 20 years. He stepped down in 2004, but he continues to perform concerts throughout the United States, Canada, and Europe. What else do I want to tell you before we bring Dick Hyman in to tell you himself? He received an Emmy for his original score for Sunshine's on the Way, a daytime drama, and another for musical direction of a PBS special on U.B. Blake. And he also was music director for Arthur Godfrey and orchestrator of the hit musical Sugar Babies. And I'm pretty sure he's having some mighty fine and warm temperatures down in Florida where he can be found. Good morning, Dick Hyman.
Good morning, Lise.
Thanks so much for making time for us this morning. I know you're going to have to hop a plane fairly soon to come here to New York because you're going to be performing at Jazz at Lincoln Center.
We'll be doing two shows on Friday night and another two on Saturday night, music of Fats Waller.
Absolutely, and they're calling it A Handful of Keys, and it's a 7:30 and 9:30 p.m. gigs, and you've got some company. It's not just your hands on the keys.
No, it's two very celebrated and fine pianists, Judy Carmichael and Marcus Roberts, and I've known Judy for years, and we're old friends. Marcus, I just worked with at another jazz festival in Savannah.
Uh-huh.
So I've gotten to know him a little bit now.
So will there be multiple pianos on the stage at A Handful of Keys, Dick Hyman?
Right. We will have two pianos on stage, and we'll get around back and forth among the two. But there will be plenty of solo things, too.
Okay, fair enough. And you're not just a musician and a composer, but and a director. You've got too many credentials. I can't go through all of them. But you are a scholar of music, right? You make a study of these artists. You just don't play Fats Waller. You study him, and then you create these wonderful music histories of these artists, right, Dick Hyman?
Well,
I mean, tell me about
whatever
that.
Whatever scholarship has come along, it's just been on the way to performing, just trying to figure out the best way to play the music. But I have learned a lot about these wonderful pianists out of the past.
And when you're doing a tribute album to somebody like Fats Waller, are you trying to play the tunes like Fats, trying to get inside of Fats' head? How do you approach that?
Well, there are actually two games going on. One is, of course, to play it so that it sounds, to play many of them so that they sound like Fats Waller. The other is to play them in the to improvise on them in a jazz manner, and I do that quite a bit, and very often I improvise them in a, say, a Fats Waller manner, but he didn't exactly do it that way.
Okay.
But I just feel that jazz players, the natural thing for us to do is to improvise, so I keep that quality there at all times.
So you sort of, you walk the line between paying homage to what Fats might have done, but you also add your own musicianship to any of the albums that you record.
Yeah, that's the idea.
You're paying tribute. And do you, what's the process like of going or beginning one of these projects, like the Fats Waller project, where you are going to pay homage? Do you spend time in the library? You listen to recordings? How do you proceed?
Well, of course, Fats Waller was a little bit different from some of the other players that I've investigated, because I've known Fats Waller was playing since I was a kid. My big brother brought home Fats Waller 78 RPMs. That's how long ago it was. And so I really got interested in them from a very early age. If someone were to come to me and say, I want you to do an album investigating music of so-and-so, I would have to really, and I'd never heard of so-and-so, I'd have to buy all the records I could, any printed music that was around, and read up on him.
Okay, but so Fats is really just part of who you are and what made you motivated to become a professional pianist.
Yeah, when
as
I was
well,
growing up, the chief influences were Fats and Teddy Wilson.
Nice choices, Dick Hyman.
Well, sure. Can't get much better than those guys.
And you're tuned into Anything Goes on member-supported WFDU-FM. I'm Lise Avery. We are speaking with piano virtuoso Dick Hyman, who's going to be at Jazz at Lincoln Center this coming Friday and Saturday, the 16th and 17th, doing two shows per night, 7:30 and 9:30 p.m., along with Judy Carmichael and Marcus Roberts. And they're going to be paying tribute to Fats Waller, A Handful of Keys. You can get more information by logging on to jalc.org, or of course you can always get linked at anythinggoesradio.com, or you can call Center Charge for more information at 212-721-6500, and we will be giving you a chance to win those tickets as soon as we're finished speaking with Dick Hyman, so make sure you keep it tuned right here to Anything Goes. So tell us, Dick Hyman, you are going to be performing the Fats Waller. And what project are you working on now that we don't know about?
Oh, well, I've been writing a bunch of smaller piano pieces for concert performance. And this is not improvised music. This is things that I hope that more classically oriented kind of players will like to read and challenge them a little bit.
Interesting. So these are your own compositions?
Yeah.
But it's sort of in the classical mode.
Well, some of them are, one's background always comes through, so they're not what some people would call classical. But they are what they are.
It's Dick Hyman, so there's jazz leaking through the edges all over the place. And speaking of which, Dick Hyman, you have a brand new issue. I just got this. Well, you sent me the whole Megillah, and then Arbor sent me a sampler. The Century of Jazz Piano, a survey of jazz piano. Tell us a little bit about this project. This looks like it must have been years in the making.
Well, this includes Fats Waller, by the way.
Of course.
And I don't know, about 30 or 40 other, maybe more, pianists. It is a survey, a reproduction, and an investigation of pianists all the way back to the 1800s, as far as I could figure out what's been going on. And so we cover Fats Waller, we cover Scott Joplin, Bill Evans, UB Blake, Teddy Wilson, Keith Jarrett, everybody that I could figure to put in a line that begins sometime back in the 1800s.
Wow. This is an incredible... if somebody in your life is a musician, especially a pianist, this is unbelievable. It is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 audio discs and lessons from Dick Hyman himself,
yeah,
hands-on
lessons.
The
audio discs are supplemented by a DVD,
uh-huh,
in which we put a camera up on the ceiling, looking down over the keyboard. And I play and I talk and I illustrate whatever we're talking about. Topics like Boogie Woogie, Jelly Roll Morton, harmonies of George Shearing, Harold Garner, this and that.
Crazy, crazy. You know what, Dick, if you don't mind, what I have here is a track queued up, and then if you don't mind, we'll come back and talk a little bit more about your Century of Piano, of Jazz Piano project, because it's really amazing. And also, you guys, just to remind you, we will be giving you a chance to win tickets to see Dick Hyman along with Judy Carmichael and Marcus Roberts this coming Saturday night at Jazz at Lincoln Center. Also have tickets for our buddy Ben Vereen for the Saturday night show as well. So, you know what? Your Saturday date after you get the taxes behind you, it's taken care of. So we'll be back with more of Dick Hyman in a moment. Dick, would you like to set this up for us? I have a Monday date, because that's what you and I have, baby.
That's an impression of Errol Garn, Earl Hines.
Uh-huh.
And he recorded some wonderful solo pianos, discs as far back as the late 1920s. I think this one was about 1928. And he was one of the very first pianists who began to play the piano like a horn. Specifically, he was very influenced by Louis Armstrong.
Mm-hmm.
And you can hear it in the way he plays his he plays the melody in octaves in the right hand.
So that was a goal of Earl Hines?
I think so. I think it was just an inevitable result of his long association with Louis back then. They played together in Chicago, and they made some classic records, and they just were a wonderful team. And Hines kind of changed the direction of jazz piano. He made it more melodic, more like a jazz trumpeter or a saxophonist would do, rather than what, say, a ragtime pianist might have done with a lot of notes, a lot of chords, and a lot of regular meters. Hines mixed it up like Armstrong would.
Okay, so is there anything specific we can listen for, since now you've whet my appetite, Dick Hyman? What should we listen for on this track?
Those factors, I think, and this is one of those cases where I'm not really playing note-for-note version of what Earl Hines did. It's just improvising in his style, as I understand it.
Homage. Fair enough.
An homage, yeah.
And we'll be back with more with Dick Hyman after we hear from Dick Hyman. And a Monday date, an interpretation of Earl Hines, or an homage, a 1928 recording. It's Dick Hyman from his incredible project, Century of Jazz Piano. Check it out, you guys. Thank you.
Hi, this is Jay Lenhart, and you're tuned in to Anything Goes with Lise Avery, that fox.
And Lise Avery is talking to Dick Hyman at 10:26 in the morning on this Monday, the 12th day of April. You can find Dick Hyman live and in person at Jazz at Lincoln Center in the gorgeous Allen Room this coming Friday and Saturday. Two shows for your viewing convenience at 7:30 p.m. and 9:30 p.m. And we'll be giving you a chance to win these tickets coming up just in a moment or two here on Anything Goes. And we're speaking with Dick Hyman right now about his incredible 5-CD and 1-DVD set called Century of Piano Jazz, and that's where that Monday date track came from. There's so much on here, Dick Hyman. I'm actually completely floored by just the liner notes. I just
wanna... Oh, well, thank you.
Guys, it's unbelievable what's on here. Everything from Gershwin to Fats and Willie the Lion and Art Tatum and Teddy's School of Swing. Well phrased, Mr. Hyman.
Yeah.
And just, it is 5 CDs and 1 DVD. And if you are looking to school yourself in jazz, this looks like a quick course, courtesy of Dick Hyman. Art Tatum, God is in the house.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, that's what Fats Waller said. Fats was playing in a club, and Tatum showed up in the back of the room, and Fats learned about that Tatum was there, and he stopped playing, got up to the microphone, and said, "Ladies and gentlemen, I play the piano, but God is in the house tonight."
Oh, man, that is a great quote.
Yeah.
Oh, see now, where do you learn this stuff from, Dick Hyman? Did you see this?
Well,
I
read it somewhere.
Read it somewhere.
Yeah.
I think I would be remiss and would get a hate mail if I don't ask you about what it's like. You've worked with Woody Allen on so many films, and I have to tell you, long before you and I met, for years and years, I love the soundtrack of Sweet and Lowdown, you and Howard, and just, it's unbelievable. What an incredible, incredible soundtrack you put together, and every time I play it, it's fresh.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. It was a nice little quintet we put together, Howard Alden and Ken Poplowski on clarinet.
Yeah.
And Ted Sommer was on drums, and the nature of that film was a little bit odd. It was about a man who idolized Django Reinhardt.
Yes.
And he revered Django Reinhardt so much that he practically fainted whenever he, like Fats Waller did when Art Tatum appeared. Whenever Django was in the vicinity, the character in this film practically fainted.
And what's it like to work with Woody Allen? Because you've done it so many times. You can probably tell us more about Woody Allen than Mia Farrow.
Well, I don't know. Woody is, in some ways, Woody is like some of his characters. You know, he's very... He's kind of shy, you might say, with people, but he's a wonderful director and he gets things done.
And how does that happen? He just calls you up and tells you, "Dick, I have another project."
Yeah, basically that's it. That's as the great songwriter, lyricist Sammy Kahn once said, when they asked him how you write a hit song, he said, "First comes the phone call."
Yes. See, musicians, they do it for love, but they also do it for money.
Well, you do it. Yes, you do it because it's a job. But you're lucky, and if you get it right, it's an inspired and fulfilling kind of a job.
And an opportunity, absolutely. Yeah. And you're tuned in to Anything Goes on member-supported WFDU-FM. I'm Lise Avery, and I'm speaking with piano virtuoso Dick Hyman. I can't not ask you about what it was like to be presented with the Moog synthesizer way back when.
Wow.
My goodness.
Well, you know, it was beginning to be the talk of the music industry. There had been a hit record called Switched on Bach.
Oh, of course. Of course.
And other record companies were wondering how they could approach this, and there was great rivalry in record companies at that time. If one company had a hit, another company tried to match that hit in some way. So people at Command Records decided that they would throw me into the fray there and see if I could do something or other on what the new gadget was. The Moog synthesizer was decidedly a new idea. It wasn't an organ, but it in some ways it shared some of the qualities of an electric organ, and it just gave you an almost unlimited a palette of musical sounds. So I worked with a man who actually had studied with Mr. Moog himself, and that was my friend Walter Sear, and he showed me around how to approach the instrument. And between us, we got some nice things recorded, and they're all on that first album. They're all originals too.
Wow.
And some of them were pre-composed, and some of the best of them were improvisations. And we've talked on the show.
It's amazing how much we take that kind of thing for granted nowadays. But when you recorded Minotaur, it was groundbreaking and really almost confusing to people to try and figure out what that whole thing was.
Well, of course, there is another factor, at least in those days, of working on a synthesizer. You could only record one element at a time.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so
really?
The whole thing was what is called in the studio sweetening, that is layering of first you do the drum track, then you do the bass track, and then you do the melody track and so forth, which makes it a little bit more than just sitting down and being inspired. You really have to be rather methodical about it.
And so you would lay down one thing and then the engineer would play it for you and you would play along with it?
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah, but we did that on that one. I think we had four tracks going.
That's amazing. Well, you know, I knew that this was going to happen, Dick Hyman. I could spend all day talking to you.
Well, it's my pleasure.
But I'm going to have to, I will let you go because I know you have many things to do before you fly to New York for a handful of keys at Jazz at Lincoln Center. Again, you guys, Friday, April 16th and Saturday the 17th, and we'll be giving you a chance to win some tickets for the Saturday night performance to see Dick Hyman along with Judy Carmichael and Marcus Roberts pay tribute to Fats Waller, Two Pianos, No Waiting.
That's right.
Right, Dick Hyman. Okay.
Right.
Well, thank you so very much, and I'm gonna be in your audience on Friday night, and bring in my dad, who's approaching 92, who is the one who turned me on to Fats Waller.
Oh, great. Well, I hope I get a chance to meet him, and you, of course.
Oh, aren't you kind?
Thank you very much, Lisa. It's been very, very nice speaking with you.
Well, thank you, Dick Hyman, and I look forward to seeing you on Friday. And well, we will talk to you again. I'll eat you, bud. Thanks,
all right,
Dick.
All the best.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Wow, you guys. All right, very cool. So here's what we're going to do, just because, as I mentioned to you, instead of doing the drawing, we have the ability, because Jazz at Lincoln Center gave us a whole bunch more tickets. Well, a few more anyway. Well, we're going to give you a chance to win a pair of tickets. So since we just spoke with Dick Hyman, I'm going to take a caller at random. I'm going to see what happens at 201-692-2012 for the 9:30 p.m. show on Saturday the 17th at the Allen Room to see Dick Hyman, Judy Carmichael, and Marcus Roberts joining forces to explore Thomas Fats Waller. 201-692-2012 is the number. Phone lines are open. And up next here on Anything Goes, Miss Billie Holiday. (201) 692-2012 is the number. Give me a shout to see Dick Hyman, Judy Carmichael, and Marcus Roberts.